A CV is often the first thing an employer sees. Most employers spend less than a minute on each one. Your job, therefore, is to make every line earn its place. Start with your contact details at the top. Full name, phone number, professional email address, not the one from when you were 15, and the town or the city where you live. A photo is not necessary in the UK and Ireland. In some other countries, it is expected. Check before you apply. Next, write a short personal profile. 3 or 4 sentences that say who you are, what you have done, and what you are looking for. Make it specific. Instead of "I am a hard-working person," write "I am a customer service assistant with 2 years of experience in busy restaurants." The most important section is work experience. List your jobs in reverse order, with the newest at the top. For each role, include the job title, the company, the dates, and 3 or 4 bullet points. Bullets should start with action verbs and, where possible, include numbers. Served more than 200 customers a day during summer peak season is far stronger than "I worked in a shop." Education follows next, in the same reverse order. Then a short skills section, languages, computer skills, any certificates, a driving license. If you are short on work experience, add a section for volunteering, projects, or interests. A student who organised a school event or ran a community group has leadership experience, even without a paid job. Finally, adapt your CV for each job you apply for. Employers can tell when they are reading a generic document. A small change, highlighting the right skills, using words from the job advert, can make a big difference. Keep it to 1 or 2 pages. Use simple fonts. Check it 3 times. Ask a friend to check it too. A CV with mistakes suggests a candidate who doesn't check their work.